on January 7th, 2015. Men stormed the office of a satire magazine, and the hungry hands commanded their wicked weaponry to mow down writers and artists. And the West watched in horror on various size screens, and as one clicked and tweeted their deepest sympathy for the folks that perished and their brave magazine, I myself was among them. And as the horror settled in, the killers they tried to find, I began to hold various troubled thoughts in my mind. The first, sadness for the poor souls who died, and the second, of a complicated nature. This outrage and despair cascading through the West, it could be described as selective at best. Our eyes remain dry and our smartphones in our pockets, when the corpses are differently complected. Innocents are slaughtered everywhere all the time. Perhaps direct your watery eyes to occupied Palestine, where the children's flesh crackles in Israel's bombs' flames, and Western fingers never tweet their names. Or perhaps have a glance at other innocents are smoldering in the flames of drones, controls of which Americans are holding, or other innocents killed by radical Islam, when the shit goes down in South Asia or Africa. Je suis Charlie, je passe le temps. While his death is deeply dreadful, still we must contend with his magazine's inordinate targeting of brown folks at the edges of French cities. So where does all this rambling lead, you're asking, I expect? Well, to a hope that some folks might for a moment reflect how we talk and tweet and mourn and post and write our heartfelt songs, and all sing along just as long as the dead are.